Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Oh God. I even like this wine. I don't know why my face is that.
What's up, everyone? Hey, together.
I did it.
You did do it.
Thank you.
Per everyone's request, I am drinking again.
And me too.
Water.
I'm drinking water. Everyone's request, I'm staying hydrated. It's really important.
I just want everyone to know it does help me stay awake. And after this weekend, I am very sleepy. I had a wedding in Pittsburgh, Aaron and Rob. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Wedding was beautiful. I have a story for Sierra.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
Also, my allergies are just rocking me.
They're rough.
So I am looking like your neighborhood troll. And I don't really care.
No, it's okay.
Anyway, if my eyes leaky, that's why.
I was going to say, I have just like the sneezes and then the puffy eyes. And I'll wake up and be like,
yes,
it's the rough.
Oh my gosh.
It's the rough. I was going to say it's the pits and it's rough.
Oh.
It's the rough.
Yeah, it is the rough.
I know.
Ollie woke up the other day with his one eye cemented. He like pirated me.
Sure, we've all been there.
It was just like cemented shut. And he was just like looking around. And I was like, you guys stop. Please let me wipe your eye off. Because I could tell he was trying to open it. And it was so sad. Oh.
That's very sad when that happens. I know. To babies.
I know, because they're so confused.
I know, like,
I thought I could do this.
Oh, yesterday I could see. What the fuck?
Yeah. But like he was also trying to be cool about it, like it wasn't bothering him.
It's like, actually not a big deal.
Like this is just life now, I guess. It's fine. Very resilient, that kid.
That's amazing.
So this is a story I left out. I was telling Sierra about the wedding yesterday and I left this part out. So I went to the bride's house to do getting ready photos, like her parents' home. So her childhood home.
Ooh.
Then I drove to the hotel, which is where the reception was. The guys were already there. They had this like giant hotel room, which was the most incredible room I've ever seen in my life.
Oh.
It was huge and so like it kind of looked haunted.
Was
but
that
like
the one
in a
with
cool
the chandelier?
Way. Yes.
I saw.
Yes.
Like feathers on it?
I would not be surprised if like American Horror Story filmed a hotel like themed season.
I really love hotels like that, and I'm also simultaneously so scared of
them.
It
was like carnival scary cool.
Yeah.
Trendy.
I love that.
So you guys want a shirt? This is carnival scary cool trendy. Wait, that's us in a nutshell.
It really is.
But so anyway, I'm with the groomsmen, and then I'm going to ride the party bus to the church. Party bus is taking us around, then back to the hotel. So I'm waiting for them in the lobby.
I've never understood party buses, first of all.
Why?
Well, I get car sick, so I just feel like drinking on a moving anything.
Oh, it's disorienting.
I also don't like cruises for that reason.
No.
I'm like, this doesn't see. I feel like I get sick anyways when I'm drinking alcohol. You want to put me on something that is mobile?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking no.
Sometimes it's fine when you're drinking because you don't notice you're moving because you always kind of feel like you're spinning.
So then you're just stationary.
When you're sober and you're on it, it's tricky business for me.
No,
which
thanks.
I was. Anyway.
But you were also drinking.
No, I was totally sober yesterday. I was dehydrated probably.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm waiting in the lobby. All the groomsmen come down and I hear the groom go, I see the party bus. So we walk out, we get to the bus and he's like, this wedding? And the guy's like, yeah. So we get on and they're trying to figure out the music. Okay. And so this sweet, sweet old man is trying to figure out how to do Bluetooth.
Oh.
And so one of the groomsmen, who's very patient, is like trying to tell him what to push. And he is like giving incredible directions with like that button right in the middle, right there by your finger, by your pointer finger. It is right there. Just press that button. Great. That's the one. And so he's doing this for like 15 minutes.
Oh.
And the groom is looking around and he's like, I'm like kind of ticked because the bus that he got had like seats in it, like what we went into like Washington, D.C. It wasn't like I mean, it technically was a party bus, I guess, like, but like face forward, don't talk to anyone.
Who's going to party in their seats?
No one. So anyway, they're trying to figure out the music. He's pissed off because he spent $1,000 on the wrong bus. And then he gets a call, or he calls the bride and he's like, where's the beer? And she's like, it's in the coolers. And he's like, there's no coolers. Oh. And she's like, we put the beer in the coolers.
So I know they're in the bus.
Mm-hmm. I know they're in the bus. And he goes, sir, where are you going? And he goes, the Catholic Church. And he goes, this is the wrong bus. So imagine, had he not thought about the beer and had that guy been better with technology and gotten the Bluetooth working, then we could have been on our way to the wrong wedding. So I literally have a photo of us getting on the bus and then a photo of everyone shuffling off the bus. And then we got on the correct party bus. Yeah.
Bus better?
Yes, it was what he pictured. Yeah. It's like the rows of seats and the beer was there too.
That's good.
Yeah.
So. If you're on a party bus or a limo, can you drink in the car?
Yeah.
What's the why?
Yeah. Because you're not driving probably.
Well then, if I'm not driving in a regular car.
Hey, if I were the governor, I would make it a law. I would change it, but I'm just a me, so I don't know what to tell you.
I feel like we should be allowed to drink and drive if we're not the ones driving.
Yeah, drink and ride.
Why aren't we allowed?
Yeah.
That's silly. We should have open containers in cars.
I love that your argument is that that's silly. Strong argument.
I just don't get if your car is a little bit wider,
yeah,
you can drink on it.
Yeah. They have a liquor license and a driver's license.
Do they?
I don't know. But they like have champagne buckets. Well, they don't sell it. Well, they technically sell it in the purchase of the vehicle.
When we went in a limo, it was stocked. Yeah. We opened the thing and we were like, bitch.
Did you think like, is this like a mini fridge?
I know.
Did I already pay for this? Am I going to have to pay for it?
Well, I didn't get the limo. So I was like, fucking drink everything. I don't know who's paying, but it ain't me.
They don't have my info.
So what they do, it was my best friend.
Zezar.
We're not close anymore.
because of the limo.
No, but that was a fun night. We left a man in a different area code. Wow. Well, because he got in a fight at a bar. And we told him the whole time he was in our limo. We didn't even really want him there.
Yeah.
And we were like, don't. He was one of those annoying older...
Sorry, I just remembered a story about a limo. Go ahead.
Okay. He was one of those annoying older dudes who was just like, has like a complex and wants to pick a fight with people. So the whole night he was talking about getting in a fight. On the way there, we're all like, well, we're all women, so you need to just settle down. Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And he fucking... First fucking bar we get to... He picks a fight with somebody and they kick him out. And they're like, you guys got to go. And we're like, we're not leaving. And then they're like, well, he's got to go. And we were like,
we don't like him anyway.
Okay, goodbye. So we were like, okay, well, wait for us. We'll outside. And then, you know, when we want to go, we'll go. We started walking around throwing a fucking pissy fit. And he wasn't back when we left. So we were like, bye. No one can get a hold of him. Fucking guess you're staying up here, bud.
Yeah, not my problem.
That's not my problem. Yeah. Sorry you got so drunk on the 20-minute ride up to these bars. That was not my problem.
I'll have your champagne for you. Thank you.
It was delicious. Nobody wanted you there. Don't know how I got invited.
So do you remember my roommate, Mackenzie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for her 21st birthday, I think her parents got her like a party limo. So we went from Kent to Cleveland.
On my 21st birthday, my parents got me a babysitter. Have fun.
That's so nice.
I know.
That's so thoughtful.
Like, you're very sweet.
So for her 21st birthday, we got this limo. We all like dressed the fuck up.
Sure.
And went from Kent to Cleveland.
Yep.
Okay. And there was this guy. We're going to call him Tim.
Okay.
His name's Tim.
So, I love that. So Tim.
Tim is hammered, and I found him so delightful. And so we're going from bar to bars.
Well,
and
I feel
I'm
like
being...
if you're hammered, I either love you or I cannot fucking stand
you.
Yes,
I loved him.
Okay, great.
So Erica, Mario Kart Erica, if you're listening to this, I need you to like let me know if you remember this story, because she was with us as well.
Oh, no.
So we're in Cleveland, and we're bar hopping, and I am very much... being mom Jerry and sure. trying to stay like soberish to make sure I can get everyone back to the limo.
Corral them yes. back.
We go bar to bar together.
Yes.
Like we're not losing anyone.
Yeah.
Because God, doesn't my that friends, suck?
Why do we always, me and you are always the ones in that position?
Well, because people like Mario Kart Erica walk 10 miles from pier to pier at the beach and we got to make sure someone's with her.
She does.
I know.
You gotta stop. That was the girl that we went up for her birthday. She's the same person. She'll get in there and then just run away from you. And we're like, stop running.
We have like friend groups of runners. Yeah. And like, you cannot. There can only be one. And I was dealing with many. So we're at this bar. And then it's time to go. Mm-hmm. And Tim is like getting it on the dance floor with this woman.
Okay.
And he brings her to the bus. And we're like, Tim, we don't know this person. And he's like, she's with me. She's cool. And we're like, okay. But like, we're going back an hour and 15 minutes in another direction. And then her husband gets on the bus. To get her off. And he's like, Tim, you can't take my wife. And he's like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, you cannot. She is like, come on, you're being a buzzkill. And I'm like, what's happening here? So they get off.
I feel like this is going to be a conversation in the morning.
Yes.
For sure.
So they get off the bus.
Oh, no.
Tim calls her. She apparently gave Tim her number. And so Tim calls her. Her husband answers. And he says, can you put your wife on the phone?
Oh, that's such a good story.
Tim was devastated the whole way back that she wasn't with us.
That is a really tragic story.
Cock blocking to 9,000 and the husband. My God. What a buzzkill.
Oh,
that's wild.
That made my stomach hurt.
I woke your daughter up.
It did. She's like, hello. Sorry, you're getting jiggled around in there. Well, that was
I guess that was kind of like a transition.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what? That's kind of scandally.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you something. You guys, holy fucking shit.
I know. We need to find a better way to do a call to action type thing for this.
Maybe
because
emails. So that we could search like a word or something. Yeah.
Because I forget that you guys are so responsive and interactive. And so like immediately.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All there's like 17 different inboxes that people are trying to contact us to tell us their stories. Some are telling them to both inboxes.
Yes. So appreciate you. If I don't read your story, please don't take offense to it.
Yeah. We're going to try and do two episodes.
Yes.
We're going to do an hour and then we're going to do a bonus hour on our exclusive YouTube and Red Circle. So if you are signed up to either one of those, you'll have the additional hour. If this is a topic that you like.
Yeah. And these are all anonymous. I will not say any of your names. I actually specifically copy and pasted them and put them on a Word doc so I couldn't even see who they're from. Yeah. So I didn't accidentally slip up.
Everyone's Tim.
Everybody is Tim. For sure, 100%.
Yeah.
But before, I'm going to slip into one of our scandals in our hometown because it upset me when I saw it. So this was on Facebook that I saw. It says, as a student at where we went to high school, I was excited to hear earlier this year that the English teachers had decided on The Hate U Give, that's a book, as one of the summer reading books for next year's junior English class. However, recently, administration has decided to ban any teachers from using this book in their curriculum, saying it was too controversial and it contained too much vulgar language. Real quick, I'm going to read you what the summary is. Says, The Hate U Give is Angie Thomas's first novel about a teenage girl who grapples with racism, police brutality, and activism after witnessing her black friend murdered by the police. The book became an immediate young adult bestseller, so it's for young adults.
Right.
It's not like a...
Hey, spoiler alert, young adults say fuck,
yeah,
shit, piss, damn, the see you next Tuesday word.
Yep. And
they
it
also
was adapted
have sex.
Into a movie. Oh my God, guess what, guys? People have sex and some of them are underage. It sucks. But maybe we should talk about it more and then not pretend that it happened so that we could stop teen pregnancy.
Yeah, let's stop like pretending that it doesn't exist so we can educate people.
Thank you. Okay, so this says, my sophomore year, we read 12 Angry Men and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Both of these books contain vulgar language. Huck Finn was also super controversial to students because it uses the N-word several times,
right,
and they usually make you read it out loud,
mm-hmm,
which is very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but it was okay to the administration because it was, quote, a part of history. It is clear that our administration has other intentions in banning this book and are now forcing the English teachers to have the students return the book. Essentially, the administrators are attempting to censor these topics from us because they don't want us to believe that POC are still experiencing brutality from the police. We were told not to spread the word around, so I'm spreading it. So I'm spreading it for you.
Don't worry, we will.
Yep. As the administration is attempting damage control. However, it is obvious that they chose to remove this book because they don't want us students to disagree with the police or any government authority at all. So to that I say, everybody's been asking me if we should start a book club.
Yeah.
And I say that we should all read this book together.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about it. So it's The Hate U Give. I just ordered mine on ThriftBooks.
Yeah.
If you're in the Ladies and Fangents group, if you're not, go in there. I say it every time, but seriously, it's so fun in there. We'll have discussions on it. I would love an open thread about it, and let's friggin' give a big middle finger to these people who are trying to tell you what you can and can't read.
Yeah.
And educate yourself.
First of all, I taught English, and the amount of uncomfortable situations in staying fat for Sarah Burns, which I taught in English, I'm pretty sure there was something sexual assault related.
Yeah.
There was also, I said the word fuck aloud to the class because it was in the book and we read it aloud to them.
Right.
I know that there are books that were taught that had something to do with self-harm or suicide. There's so many topics.
The movies that we are shown are graphic with violence a lot, but you don't want to talk about.
But what bothers me is like, oh, it's history. What made it history?
Yeah. And also,
because are you going to tell me that there isn't a history of police brutality in this country?
Thank you.
Are you going to tell me that you don't think that what is happening right now isn't going to be something we talk about later in classes? Because if you don't, you need to get out of education.
Yeah. I think you should probably open your eyes a little bit more because maybe it was something that we tried to keep hush hush for a while, but it's not staying quiet anymore.
Right.
And I think the most important thing that we can do is talk about it. So please join us in reading this book. Yeah.
Us, we mean Sierra.
Me, I'm going to give Jerry the cliff notes.
I could do audiobook.
You could.
Yeah.
That's our little hometown bullshit.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to start with the actual hometowns. Again, you guys, I have so many. I tried to put them in an order of some kind of, but there's so many.
Yeah,
so
just doing our best.
We'll get to what we can get to. And if I don't get to yours, maybe they'll be on the next one. Go and listen to the exclusive.
If you really want to hear if your story's on there, you can pay $5 and then risk it because we can't promise you anything.
I'm so sorry. But I kept a lot of them for if we do this again. So don't worry. And there were a couple people who I saw had sent it in again. Like, they really did copy and paste.
Yeah.
So I picked those just because I was like...
like, wow, good effort.
I really believe in you guys. Okay. First hometown scandal. Ready? There's a couple that graduated the same year as me and got married 2 years ago. A few months into their marriage, she posted on Facebook that he was missing. Soon, my feed was full of Facebook pages trying to find him, tip lines, etc. She was sharing everything because no one knew where he went. Apparently, he didn't make it home from work and no one could contact him. Investigators found his truck run off the road and his wallet and phone still in the vehicle. Everyone was panicked in the community because it was so bizarre and he was only like 23. A few days later, there's still no news of anything and the wife just stops posting. So in my guts, I'm like, oh no, he's dead. Nope. A week later, after going missing, he's found just chilling in Dallas a few hours away because he had conned someone on a construction job and had to flee. Literally, all proof that this happened has gone on Facebook and they act like nothing happened.
What?
They immediately started posting like nothing happened. And she said it's still so odd.
Part of me would feel insane. Like,
remember
I hallucinated
that guy we
it.
Went to school with? That guy we went to school with? Posted that he was dead on Facebook, or his brother did. What a piece of shit.
Yep. I was sleeping in my bed and Mario Kart Erica ran into the room and she was like, hey, that guy you went to school with died. And I was like, for real? And she's like, yeah. And then he wasn't dead.
No, it turns out that he actually just wanted his ex-girlfriend at the time to think that he was so that he could con her into getting back together with him. He sounds like a good guy.
Like a bit of a psychopath.
A little bit. Seems like that is not the greatest thing to do. Okay. Next one. Hey, ladies.
Oh, and before anyone starts talking about how mental health matters, like, we know.
Hey, yeah.
We know.
This person personally, hey, just don't. Just don't go there.
We are advocates.
Yeah.
We do want people to get help.
This person did this to manipulate a young girl to feel a certain way and come back to him. That's terrible.
Yes. We obviously want people to get help.
Yeah.
But I've said this before, having mental health disorders is not
an excuse for the behaviors that you do. Yes, exactly. Your feelings are valid, but your behaviors are your responsibility.
Yes.
And that's important. Okay, next. Hey, ladies. I don't know if this is dramatic enough. There was, it's pretty good.
Okay.
There was a. It's just really like it reminds me of when I'm like, sit down and tell me the tea, girl. Yeah. There was a family in my neighborhood growing up who supplied most of the drama for us. The parents regularly had quite loud public yelling matches. We've all been there.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, eventually we heard that the father was starting a new business with the woman from down the street as his business partner. Of course, it turned out that they were having an affair, which was not much of a surprise. Nope. So the first wife moves out, okay? The kids, who are sons, they stay with their dad, and the new woman moves in with her two daughters. The two get married, like, right away.
Yeah.
I think they said, I want to say they were married within about a month of the first wife leaving. That's aggressive. Mm-hmm. Slow down.
Yeah.
I was friends with the older son. We'll call him Jack. Jack was dating my best friend. After about 2 months of the new marriage, Jack breaks up with my new friend because it turns out he's hooking up with and dating his now stepsister. Which, like, fine, they're not related by blood. But as teenagers, we all thought this was weird. For sure, I could see that.
Because they live together. And
that's a real fucking seventh heaven. Was that the thing that was seventh heaven? What was it? The two brothers were dating the two sisters and they were all living in the same house, but they were like adopted.
I think that's your brother-in-law.
Okay, wait, that's true.
I know. Your brother-in-laws are dating or married to sisters.
But
or
it's
something.
Also, I think, was seventh heaven. It was the girl that's now married to Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
You guys who watched Seventh Heaven. Seventh heaven. Tell me I'm right.
Did you just Dora the Explorer them? Wait for them to answer you?
Waiting. Okay, so once the dust settles a bit from my friend's breakup, we all find out that the two younger son and daughter are also dating. Everybody in the house is dating. The whole damn family was dating each other or married to each other. At this point, Jack was about 16 and his brother was about 14 and 15. The girls were the same ages. Not only all of this drama, first wife still regularly came to the house with her different new boyfriends and they would all still have those public yelling matches. I'm sorry. That's not funny, but it kind of is.
Was there like dinner, just like triple dates? Who pays?
Honestly, are they all holding hands, touching each other?
Yeah.
Under the same roof? What do you do about sleeping situations?
If you're the parents. Mm. The bathroom?
I've had stepbrothers and sisters. That's why this is so cringy to me.
Yeah.
Because like.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Do your thing. What are you doing, stepsis?
No.
No. No. It says, to be clear, this all seemed hard on everyone and no judgment, but it was probably the biggest thing to come out of my little corner of suburbia. No, it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good story. Okay. Once when I worked at Victoria's Secret, a couple came in and the woman was looking for a new bra. You've worked at Victoria's Secret. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've had things, maybe not this creepy, but...
We'll find out.
I asked her what size she was looking for, and her husband slash boyfriend grabbed her boobs and said, honk, honk, anything to fit these puppies. And she said, I think it's supposed to be I was shook, but it just says, I was shoo. I like that better.
Shoo.
Bitch, I was shoo. If that's not a thing, can we make it a thing? Yeah.
Shoo.
Bitch, I was shoo. Because that's when I read this, I was like, shoo.
Gross. Wait, time out.
I honestly don't remember what I said. I think I blacked out because I was so embarrassed. The woman just laughed it off, but I'm pretty sure my face looked like this emoji, and it's the big eyes with the cheeks.
If you're the woman he honked, what do you do?
She just laughed. I'd be like,
do you laugh? Well, do you laugh?
Personally, at this moment in my life, if Corey even touches, side swipes my nipples, he's getting fucking... you know what I'm saying?
Stabbed.
Yeah. Don't fucking touch these puppies. They're so sensitive. Yeah.
I would be... But normally, I think I would respond better to a chip dip.
You know, do you guys still chip dip each other? What's up with the boob scoop? That's what we used to call it. Why do we all do that to each other?
I don't know.
That was
because we're horny teenagers who want to act like we're not trying to touch each other's chests, but we are.
I was like, boop, boop, boop. And it was traumatizing.
I never had anything like that happen to me. I normally worked like overnights or I worked the morning shift. So I very rarely interacted with customers.
Unless the way to do it.
Because I worked processing in the back, so I was responsible for unboxing all of the product.
That would be my dream job. Just
putting
to not
all the tags on it, and then like organizing it, separating it, steaming it, and
steamed.
I had to wear a glove because that shit gets hot.
Steam is so hot.
You will burn yourself. But I remember one time they were like, "Jerry, we need you on the floor." They had those little headsets. "Jerry, we need you on the floor. Can you come up and do those panties by the fridge?" I was like, yeah, you're right there. So I had to put all my panties on a cart.
Not the panties.
I had to put all my panties on a cart and I had to wheel them up.
Please, Jerry, we need panty stat. It's so important.
I had to bring my panties up to the front and fold them up there.
Oh.
And there was
in front of people? Guys, we're going to have at 10:30, we're going to have a showing about we fold our panties.
Yeah. And also, there was a specific way to fold them. And then they would change it. And then they would be like, who did the panty drawer? Hey, who did the panty up in pink? We don't do it like that anymore. And I was like, oh shit, that was me. And they time you.
It's like a race.
Yes, you have to write down your start time and end time.
Get the
fuck
out.
And then you have to
do
the math to figure out how long that is, which is so hard.
Yeah,
honestly.
Why would they do that?
And it's because they want to know how your productivity. And you know what? They actually write down the time.
I don't know
that
how
they
I feel
think
about Victoria's Secret anymore.
They write down the time that they think you should get it done in, which competitive Jerry is like,
yeah, I can fucking beat this.
I have to beat it. And so I would cut corners and I would like try and fold the panties in a way that I thought was faster, but then they would just be on the headset all the time.
Jerry, panties are wrong again.
I know. You know how hard it is to fold a thong?
I've never tried.
It's so hard. There's like a tucking thing that they teach you. But
do you still fold your underpants?
Yep. Sure do.
You got to teach me.
Mm-hmm. But one time I was folding the panties up and a woman walked in, and now if you go to Victoria's Secret, I don't know if they still do it this way, but all of the panties on top, how many times have I said panties, are mediums.
Oh, okay.
And then all of the ones in the drawers are marked with their sizes.
Uh-huh.
This woman came
because
in.
Because mediums are the most used?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
So, and like when you get product in, you would only get like so many extra smalls.
Sure.
And so many extra larges, but the majority of it was small, medium, and large. Mm-hmm. So, not size inclusive at all, obviously. But
it's fucking Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. So this woman walks in, sideswipes all of the panties off the top and puts it in her bag and just starts to walk. And my manager's standing there and she's like, ma'am, did you? And here's what they taught us, because you're not allowed to ask someone if they're shoplifting. It's weird.
You just have to gaslight them into telling you.
Yes. Oh my god, I'm probably telling so many. This is Victoria's Secret. So you have to go up to them and go, I saw you were having difficulty holding that. Would you like me to put it in this bag for you? Or I can put it behind the register for when you're ready to check out. So my manager says this, and this bitch goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't take anything. And we're like, but we saw you hold panties in your purse for... We're certain when you purchase them later. She's like, I didn't do that. There's nothing in my purse. This lady thinks I'm stealing. And I'm like, I want to go home. And so they like got in a screaming match right there. And then the woman takes the panties out and throws them at my manager. She's like, how dare you accuse me? I had every intention on buying these, but I'm never paying for anything in this store ever again. And I'm like, okay.
That is the
best thing. I'm going to have to refold all those, huh? I just go screw up my time.
That's really going to be a rough day for me.
Yeah.
Wow, sure. That was something that I needed to know. Uh-huh. And now I'm glad that I do.
You're welcome.
Phenomenal.
What is the most important thing to you when it comes to menstrual care?
I would say probably not having to worry about leaking, going about my day, and not worrying about having to run to the bathroom when you feel that, oh, what's going on?
I think I'd agree.
Yeah.
And that's why we're excited to tell you about Flex.
If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex.
There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body.
It's not a cup and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any period product you've ever seen before. One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and it holds as much flow as 3 super tampons.
Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex.
Yes, my white sheets love that for me.
Flex Discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons, so they are planet-friendly.
And if you want to go with zero waste and have the planet love you even more, you can pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one.
The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's so easy. You already know how to use it and you won't lose it.
Yes, which is very important. It's also disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. So when I say like this is easier to use than tampons. I really, truly believe that.
Well, this beginner is grateful for that.
Yes. It's also velvety soft and completely body safe, and it lasts for years.
So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/tangents and use code tangents for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits.
Or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus, you get free U.S. shipping. That's code tangents at flex, F-L-E-X, fits.com/tangents. Okay. Oh my God. One time in middle school, this girl got kidnapped walking from school. I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. But the next part is kind of funny. And I'm not sure of the entire story, but she jumped out of his moving truck and got away.
God.
She's a fucking superhero.
Yeah.
That's why I'm laughing, because I'm nervous. Later to find out the kidnapper was the dad of a kid at my school.
What?
Not her dad, just a dad.
Do you think he didn't mean to get her?
That was the person I thought.
This is an accident. What if she didn't jump out and push her? He's a wrong kid.
I'm sorry.
But
first of all, I'm so sorry. If this is you and you're listening, I'm sure that was a traumatic moment.
Oh,
and I
100%.
Don't want to. I'm laughing because I'm uncomfortable, because that's so scary.
Yeah, I want this story to be a funny one.
Because if not,
it's horrific.
That's so tragic.
Yeah.
And
it probably is so tragic.
But also, we hope it was a mistake.
And
we
also, good for you.
Friendly, understand? You're a bad bitch.
Yeah.
You are truly.
Whenever I think about getting kidnapped,
I 100% think that I'm going to, I'll throw myself out of a moving car. Yeah. I've been waiting for the motherfucking day.
The amount of times that I have imagined a tuck and roll out of a car.
Me too. I know the exact velocity.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with this shoulder first. This shoulder. I write with my right hand. So if I'm going to do damage to my collarbone, it's going to be on that side.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want to do your feet. You gotta go with your upper torso. You gotta go with your upper body.
Yeah, if you go with your feet, you're fucking... I've seen those.
Your head is getting taken off. This is a tutorial for all of you guys who want to learn how to jump out of moving vehicles.
I'm just guessing, but it seems pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Wow, that's scary. Oh, this one might be one of my favorites. It's very sad, though.
Oh.
Well, I'll tell you why it's one of my favorites. So this says, my city is the railway capital of Canada. Back in the day, a famous circus elephant named Jumbo was in town with the circus. Buddy must have been another elephant. Buddy went out for a stroll to stretch his poor legs, and he, are they Buddy or Jumbo? Is Buddy her nickname for Jumbo?
Maybe.
Buddy went out for a stroll to stretch his poor legs, and he, along with a smaller elephant, were both struck by an oncoming freight train.
Oh my God, if you're driving the train.
What? You just hit a fucking elephant
in Canada.
I'm sorry. I love elephants so much. So this is very sad, but that is such. What are the odds?
Could you imagine making. First of all, I hope that whoever hit the elephant survived to tell the story.
Oh, I. Well, she doesn't say anything about my dad. She's like the elephant. So I think that. I hope they're. With survivors.
Yeah, I would think that the train would probably, you know, take a lot of the impact. But could you imagine making that call as the conductor? Do they call them conductors? Being like,
sorry, we just hit two elephants.
Houston. I imagine everyone calls Houston. Houston, we have a problem. We just hit two elephants. I'm sorry,
Well, hold on, because this is why I like it. We now have a life-size statue of Jumbo at the entrance of our city. She sent pictures, so I'll have to show you when we're done with this. And a link.
What?
When you enter town, you are greeted with a giant elephant's ass. That's why it's one of my favorites. Welcome to St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada.
Here's a Jumbo ass.
Wow. That's why I liked it. And she said, here's a little history, and then there's links, and then she's got a bunch of pictures. One of them is her and her friend doing a handstand beside the statue.
Oh my God.
I can't wait to show you.
It's such a cool picture, but thinking that you're doing a handstand next to an elephant that was rocked by a freight train.
Murdered. That was very sad.
What was it? Murder? Well, is it accident? When is it murder? And well, why is it just like an accident?
Manslaughter? It was probably manslaughter.
Manslaughter sounds worse than murder.
I agree. And why do we do that?
I don't know.
Manslaughter. Slaughter?
Yeah.
It's a nasty word.
It is.
Homicide? Yeah, not that bad.
I don't know. It's pretty bad.
I know. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah.
But well, like.
What could be a lighter one? Like a whoopsie kind of killing.
Accident. Accidental homicide.
Just whoopsie killing.
I don't think they meant to. It definitely wasn't the elephant's fault.
But it certainly wasn't the train. It's not like he had an option to move his train.
No, that's a bad situation.
He's just screaming, move elephant. Like, that's all he can do.
How fucking scary would that be?
Or break.
To just know that you're about to hit an elephant.
Because you gotta see it.
You're gonna see it.
You are seeing it, and you're like, fucking, that's... Do you call someone? Do you FaceTime someone as it's happening? When did this happen?
We have a link, but I don't have it in these notes, so
it's probably
we'll have
a while.
To look.
It's probably going to take a bit of time to get that statue up.
I can assume.
Yeah.
God, that poor elephant. Jumbo! Yeah. Pour some out for him right now.
Oh, buddy.
But pour peanut out for the last. I fucking love elephants so much. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is bad. This is a bad one. I had to tell you the funny story of the elephant murder to get you ready for this one.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Again, guys, if I laugh at these, it's not that I think they're funny.
Someone
it's
sent
so
these
in
to us because they thought we would react this way.
Yeah.
So blame them.
Blame them. Don't blame us. Blame our listeners. Other listeners. I want you to turn on each other.
They preyed on our sick sense of humor. And
that's our trauma
response.
I almost said relation. That's my trauma relationship. That's my trauma response. So fucking don't take advantage.
This is just people taking advantage of our trauma response.
It is.
For 2 hours.
Okay, so this is definitely more like hometown true crime, but my freshman year of college, I had a hard time making friends. Been there, girl. Just kidding, because I think I'm in college. I'm a freshman in college. And I am having a hard time making friends.
Someone said something in a comment or a message. I forget where. Oh, I think it was on a TikTok where they said, oh, is this the episode where you talk about going on vacation with your friends, even though you say you have no friends? I wanted to respond, but
I went with each other.
I know. I was like, first of all, the people on the vacation I was talking about were all related to me.
We're all my relatives.
First of all. Yeah. Second of all, it was 10 years ago. So 10 years ago, Jerry, had a group of friends who could go on a party bus and almost pick up someone's wife. Current present day, Jerry, is we having trouble finding people to come to her vow renewal. Yeah. So... I'm not having trouble. I am having trouble, but it's just because I feel like I'm an inconvenience.
I know,
and I'm like,
not.
You know what? I'll just
Be
just me
you
myself.
You still have to come.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me, honestly. No, I feel so sorry for you. I'm sure college is hard. If I went away for college, I would probably come back.
Yeah.
But I didn't get the chance.
I don't think
no.
You
would. All right. Hard time making friends. I was driving 45 minutes home to my parents' house and staying Thursday through Sunday. I don't know. I feel like I would have done that at least at first. Maybe not. Why had you up there?
Yeah.
If I wouldn't have, I probably would have.
You would have had me and you would have had Dylan.
Oh.
And Dylan's a good time.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Dylan, guys. Dylan just messaged me the other day because he's in the fandoms page. If you find him, you give
you
him a hoot
call
and holler,
him out.
Okay? He told me that he listened to our Enneagram episode and talked and... me saying that I was competitive. And he said, that reminded me of the time that you ate 3 pounds of pudding because I told you you couldn't. I totally forgot. But we...
3 pounds of pudding.
So, in one of the, like, cafeterias, you could, because of meal plans, you could just...
get a pound of pudding.
Go and get food. And there was a pudding bar. And so he got this cup. It was like this big. And he just filled it with pudding and M&Ms. And then in order to pay for it, you had to weigh it.
Oh.
So he weighs this pudding, pays for it. He takes like 3 bites. And then he's like, I can't eat this. And I called him a pussy. And he was like, you eat it then. And so I ate it. And I'm shoveling pudding into my face.
Sure.
I'm miserable.
Yep, it's not
I
want
to vomit everywhere. And he's like, Jerry, you really don't have to do this. And I was like, I'm finishing this pudding. Because I said
because
that I
10
would.
10 years from now, I need to talk about it on the podcast.
I totally forgot about it until he was like, yeah, that sounds like you. Your ass ate 3 pounds of pudding because I said you wouldn't. I won't do that now. Okay, I've grown.
Learned from that mistake.
I'll just be like, fuck your pudding. I don't care.
Fuck your pudding. T-shirt that says, fuck your pudding.
Fuck your pudding.
I love
and M&Ms.
Okay. Again, it's going to get dark, so let's...
Oh, okay.
Well, for a while, every time I was in town, there were cops everywhere. People were canvassing neighborhoods, and I found out they were looking for these 2 missing girls. I wasn't following the story too closely, so I didn't really understand. Well, fast forward to a few years later, I've switched colleges. Oh, good for you. Get friggin'... And just, oh, she said, and my friends want me... She made friends.
Oh, good.
Or maybe it was he. I honestly can't remember.
Sierra's like, I don't really care about the story. I really want to know about your personal journey.
I know. I just want to make sure that you have somebody.
Yeah.
Girlfriend or guy friend. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know which one you are because I... Or non-binary friend. Honestly.
Yeah. Homie.
You could be... Whatever. I've switched colleges and my friends want me to watch this true crime documentary with them. About 5 minutes in, I realize we're watching the story of my neighbor and those 2 missing girls and missing wife that he had killed. It was horrible. I couldn't make it through the movie. Too close to home, you know. You think no one is that much of a monster in my small farming town. But if you've ever seen American Murder, The Family Next Door on Netflix, that was our town. That was her fucking neighbor. Chris Watts, is that who that was?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yes.
With the 2 little girls and...
I did watch that and that
was
creepy.
That's
creepy.
Awful. You're fucking the worst of the worst human I've ever... Like,
yes.
You are an actual monster.
Yeah.
So that was her neighbor.
Shoo.
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 I am shoo. Okay. Workplace scandal. I used to work at Little Caesars. Pizza, pizza.
I love your crazy bread. I'm crazy for your crazy bread.
Honestly. We found out through one of the employees, who happened to be the son of a sheriff, that some of the shift leaders were dealing weapons to people out of the store.
Weapons?
Here's a pizza and a Glock. Happened. I started pizza, pizza. They apparently had a code word or something it would give them to customers in pizza boxes.
What?
Since it was caught by the sheriff's son, and I guess the manager was cool with his dad, they just fired the guys and told them to never come back. I feel like that's illegal, and they should have been arrested.
Yeah.
That's fine. I then worked there for another year or so. Big mistake. Love your podcast so much and can't wait to hear all the stories this time. Keep up the good work, spreading positivity and love. Well, fucking thank you, too. Love you.
Seriously. Do you have any coupons? I really do like the crazy bread.
Honestly, I like the pizza.
Yeah.
For $5, that's good fucking pizza.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd also like a handgun. So let me know where I can find that guy's number. But I want it as a pizza topping.
Yeah.
The bullets. Yeah. As pepperonis.
Yikes. Oh, do you think you got the bullets with it? Well, I don't like talking about guns.
Weapons are not fun.
I don't like guns.
But you could talk about an elephant getting a mattress.
What are the odds?
Fucking sociopath.
What are the odds of a fucking elephant crossing your path?
I think it's just more that it's like an anomaly.
It's like you go to get a hot and ready, okay? A $5 no holler, if you will.
What if they accidentally box
yes,
with the gun?
That's what I'm saying.
Excuse me, I'd like to return this. I wanted a pizza and I got a Magnum. What's a gun?
P.I.
I got a Magnum pizza.
I got a Magnum pie instead of a pizza pie. I think Magnum PI actually stands for
personal investigators. It's definitely not a
gun. I think it's private investigator. For your personal investigation needs.
They investigate your personal or they investigate your private?
Honestly,
could be either or.
Please don't.
Okay. Ooh. Does a true crime related scandal count? Yes, it fucking does.
Sure.
Absolutely.
We make
please.
The rules.
Yeah.
And we don't like rules, so nope. Whatever.
So really, you could have fucking written in about it. If it was a good story, I'm going to tell it.
Yeah.
Two boys I graduated high school with and had been semi-friends with for years went on to be heavily involved in a drug ring. Oh, this one's sad too. A few years ago, they thought someone had ratted them out, took them into the middle of the woods in December in Canada. Picture negative 35 degrees Celsius. I can't picture that because I don't know. I know Fahrenheit.
That's very cold.
That's very cold?
Yes, because like...
Celsius. What's the...
Celsius?
No, Celsius.
Plus, like positive 15 is like really hot there, I think.
No.
Because I think you have to add.
I'm going to Google this.
I think you have to add like 40 something.
Oh, that doesn't seem right. It says it's negative 31 in Fahrenheit.
No, that can't be right. Oh, no, it is negative 31.
What the fuck? None of that makes any goddamn sense. But okay, I'm picturing this with
you. Yeah, I was right. Because positive 15 is 59 degrees.
So what? That doesn't make any sense.
I know. I don't understand conversions.
This is why I don't like math. Okay. Okay. This is going to get bad. Okay. Took him to the middle of the woods in December. Negative 31 degrees in the woods in December in Canada? That's fucking horrible. Cut off his nose, ears, and stabbed him multiple times with a machete.
Oh my God.
And then left him out there for dead.
Holy hell.
He was found by a dog walker the next day and he survived.
He survived?
He survived.
Also, you know what's wrong with me?
What?
Is the thing that popped into my head is like, who's walking their dog when it's that cold?
Honestly, it better have heated up because that is too cold. Your dog better have some mittens on its paws.
I love that that's what you're concerned about right now. Not the fact that a man's nose has been chopped off.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah.
But also, I hope you're okay. He survived, so I'm...
He was on ice, probably.
Oh, my God. I bet he didn't lose blood as fast because of that. That probably, honestly, might have saved his life.
Yeah.
The two boys are in prison for attempted murder. This was a year after I graduated, and I was home on Christmas break from university when it happened. Surprisingly, not the worst thing to come out of my small town, but still, bitch, we're going to need more stories.
Yeah.
But still shocking.
Damn.
Wow. Damn is right. Do you want more? I have so many more. That was just on one of my documents. I have two.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll finish. We'll probably do like a little... A couple more here, wrap it up, and then we'll go to the bonus one. Because with this, we're just going to like keep going, but we do have to stop this one in order to go to the next one. So.
True. I'm trying to find a really good one.
I saw one that I wanted to say.
You can go ahead, yeah.
And I don't know if you screenshotted it, so if you did, sorry. But it says, my friend worked at an aquarium, and a lady used to come in with a Tupperware and take fish.
What? No! Why?
Could you imagine?
Just home with her?
Yes.
At an aquarium.
How did she get it?
How big was the Tupperware? And how do you just...
How big was the aquarium?
How do you just walk out with a fish?
Get her purse? Did she Victoria's Secret panties it?
Maybe. Did she Jerry like, with her hamster it?
Ma'am. They were like, ma'am.
Oh, it wasn't a hamster. It was a mouse.
We saw it. Would you like us to help you with that fish in your purse?
We saw you holding a fish.
Would you like us to help you return that to the wild?
To the water?
Well, it's funny because I was going to say, this one says, I worked at a zoo. Mm. And on my break, I had some food and one of the otters looked hungry. So I threw some food over the glass wall. And then like a week later, the otter that ate the food wasn't in there anymore. So, like, maybe it died. I have no idea. But no one really knew it was me, but I felt really bad. And then the last sentence says, R.I.P. Otter, may they rest in peace. I just like that they don't actually know if that's
what
happened.
Did you whoopsie murder an otter?
But they're like, I don't even know if that's truly what happened. But if it is, I'm so sorry.
I know that person worked at a zoo because they knew which otter was there and what wasn't.
Yes.
When you work at a zoo, you get familiar as fuck with those animals. Yeah.
That's so sad. What kind of food did they give them?
Well, otters? I don't know. They didn't have otters when I was there. Okay. They have them there now.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
We should go to the zoo.
We should.
Yeah.
We're vaccinated.
I think I might. I don't know if I talked about this.
Oh, my God. Me walking around this summer at the zoo.
Boof. Oh, they have a hell of a hill there, too.
Oh.
I don't know if I talked about this in the work stories one, but there was a sloth bear there, and it they called it the dancing sloth bear, but really it had a tick, and it would like it had it suffered emotional trauma from being separated from his mom young, and so he would like sway back and forth trying to soothe himself. It was so fucking sad.
That's
and
the
everyone
worst
was
thing.
Like, "Look, it's dancing," and I'm like,
"You're like, it has trauma."
Yeah. You're
much like us
it.
When you're entertained by what we're doing.
Wow.
We are a dancing sloth bear.
What a metaphor. Make a shirt with a sloth bear on it.
But sad.
But dancing.
But with a frown.
Yeah.
But also smiling.
But also.
This is one I'm going to read because it's specifically also impacted me. I don't know. Did you see this one?
No. I only saw the fish in the aquarium.
What? This person said, will you please talk about this person without naming who it is?
So we know them?
We know them. You know who it is. He has made like 100 fake accounts on all social media platforms messaging women inappropriate sexual things, asking for nudes, talking about their feet, asking for feet pictures. I was one of these people. He made literally hundreds of profiles and would like stalk women asking for naked pictures of them. I still have messages. He harasses women online, and everyone knows who it is when he messages them, even though he has these fake accounts. We all know. He's got to know that we know, too.
I've never been contacted by this person.
Well, I can't wait to tell
you
who it
is. I'm now feeling very insecure about my feet. Why don't you want to see my feet? No one wants to know about my tattoos. No one wants to see my feet or my nudes. How rude.
I'll show you the picture I sent him back when he asked.
You sent him one?
I sure did, and I'll show you what it was. I hope I still have it in my messages. He was the main poster on an anonymous website that he leaked a bunch of people's naked pictures who sent them to him in confidence. One of those was from me, but I did not send them to him. That was my ex-boyfriend was also on there.
Yeah.
Well, Andy also got caught in a sting operation trying to pick up a 14-year-old girl online. And so he's a registered sex offender on top of all of this. But mostly just that, like, 9 out of 10 girls and whoopsies, you can cut that part out. Didn't mean to read that. Can you just put a bleep over that?
Yeah.
Has received messages from him, from this guy, and they know it's him. When he messages them, he is a local legend. And he literally is. It's absolutely disgusting. Multiple people have gone to the police because of this person, like, harassing them, saying that he found naked pictures of them online and then threatening to use them to spread them more.
Yeah.
To, like, get them to send him more pictures.
Ew.
As blackmail. He's a disgusting person, and the police really should get...
Yeah, do something about it.
Yeah, but every time everybody said, they're like, sorry, there's nothing we can do about it unless he, like, actively does something to harm you, which is fucking ridiculous.
To me, is actively harmful.
You are spreading things without my consent online. Yeah, you're... Yeah. So I had to say that one as well. Wait till you see that I sent him... The picture I sent him was a bunch of fucked up toes on, like, a really gnarly thing.
Amazing.
I had to. Okay, do you want more? If you really want more, scream it out loud. Oh, no. All right. This one is fucked up as well. Ready? So I work at a restaurant, and one day I had just clocked in, and I was the only one up front taking orders. It was super early in the morning. This guy walks in and starts moving his hands around as though doing sign language and pointing to his ears. I realize, oh, he must be deaf, and I put my finger out to say, just 1 minute, and I run to the back to grab a piece of paper so that I could communicate with him, write on it and communicate. I open the door to the back and ask my coworker for some paper and say that this guy out here was hard of hearing, so I needed it. My coworker comes out to the front and says, oh, my brother is deaf, I know sign language, and starts signing to the man. The man looks at both of us, drops his hands, and says, oh, I'm not deaf. We both looked at each other, shocked, and he headed to the counter for someone to take his order. I am absolutely stunned. I don't know what to say. That is so completely rude and ableist.
Yeah.
I take his order, and my coworker went to the back since I could handle this order. I run to the back and made her stand next to me the whole time I made his order because he was giving me serious serial killer vibes, and I didn't want to be up front alone with the guy. He left and I sharted.
Oh, no.
He left and I sharted. Nope, that's my own story. He left.
You really turned it around there. I was getting scared.
I know. He left and I started to shake, and it was terrifying. What kind of a person pretends to be deaf like that? Super creepy, and both my coworker and I were so scared of the dude. We were all three girls, all under 18, running the store, which that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
No one else was there, she said.
Didn't Jeffrey Dahmer pretend...
Well, that's why I think she said she felt so creepy, yeah. Because I think a lot of, like, those types of people pretended to have disabilities in order to get people
help
them.
Who was it?
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy, yes.
He would pretend to be handicapped and have certain disabilities to be in wheelchairs and stuff.
To be helped.
Yeah. So I think that's why it made her so afraid, because who the fuck does that?
Yeah.
Who the fuck
pretends
to have a hearing impairment?
He could have probably... convinced her, like, that he needed help outside.
Yes. Yeah. That's what's scary about
it. Ooh. I'm glad that whoever was there went out
able
with her
to figure that out. But just the fucking confidence he had to just be like, just get, well, you have to, you can't just pretend to do sign language. Here's the thing, if you're gonna pretend to be deaf, fucking learn how to do sign language at the very least. What are you doing?
Or, like,
don't ever pretend to be, or just don't ever pretend to be deaf.
Yeah,
if you're not,
obviously don't do that. But obviously, this dude is fucked up. So if you are to a point where that's what you're gonna do,
yeah,
don't give up so easy,
right?
Like, carry it out,
gaslight them a little bit, make that guy think he doesn't actually know sign language.
Yeah. No. Obviously, don't do that.
Yeah,
that's,
please.
Like, horrific and terrible. Like, this guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But he gave up immediately. He's like, oh, fuck, it shows
he
up.
Caught me. Well, here's what I think. Not only did he give up immediately, then he fucking stayed.
Yeah.
If that were me, and it would never be me. But
I'd,
if I,
like, a hamburger.
If I had, like, a con that I was doing, and then I got caught, I'd fucking leave and get food somewhere else.
Yes.
The confidence he has to just be like, all right, I'm just fucking with you. And I'm going to go get a cheeseburger.
But also, do you have mozzarella sticks?
Oh, so creepy.
So weird.
So that's what we have for you, folks.
Yeah. If you like this episode, we're going to continue it on a bonus episode on our exclusive places.
We're on YouTube and
Red Circle. We're
on YouTube, we're on Circle. help me.
The bonus, the exclusive one, won't be out until Friday. So I mean, you're just gonna have to like wait. Teaser. Unless you're listening to this on Friday for the first time, in which case go listen now to the other one.
Yay.
But if you're one of the people who listens immediately, which there's a lot of you, bravo. Thank you so much.
Oh my God,
you're awesome.
Seriously. They like listen as soon as we drop it. They'll like start messaging us at like 8 and 9 in the morning. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, we love it. Yeah. We love the enthusiasm. Bless you. Thank you so much. Anyway, yeah, that's all we have for this one.
Go tune into the next one if you didn't hear your story.
Yeah, and if you like these, which we think you do because everyone send in stories, just let us know.
Yeah, maybe we'll set up like an email or something so that we have a specific place for all of them. And then, you know, we can just pick from some every now and then.
We're hoping to get to 10,000 subscribers because then it's easier for us. Or not subscribers.
Instagram. Yeah, so followers. If you're not following us on Instagram, go follow us. Yeah, tell your friends to follow
us. Only like 228 away. Yeah. So if we can get that up to 10,000, it'll be so much easier for me to like do a swipe up to help you guys get to a link. And then we can try and clean up because our inbox is a
disaster.
It's a mess and we're so sorry.
We are.
We love you so much. That's that on your scandally scandal.
Okay.
We're out.
Goodbye.